by being highly organized with finances and creating a place where everything has a home. Your tax returns, your income, savings, investments. So everything is just in the fewest collection points possible that you can access very quickly. Removes a lot of time hunting for things. It removes that waste of time. It creates efficiency on your wealth creation systems, and it gives you a lot more time left to enjoy the things that are really fun.
You're listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast with Ken Green. Please stay tuned to the end of the episode to hear boring yet important disclosures. Thank you.
Hi, this is Ken Green, the host of the Engineer of Finance podcast. And for this episode, or the title of this episode is Get Organized. More specifically, get your finances organized. Topic, I really don't believe I've discussed this in the past. It's very personal, emotional to me. I can tell you when it comes to organizing things, it has been like paperwork. I absolutely hate paperwork. Matter of fact, that was what really led me to get into electrical engineering, getting my degrees in electrical and civil engineering and getting my PE license in civil, was I thought I absolutely hated paperwork so much that I was like, I'll never have to write a term paper or a paper ever again. Then come to find out when you're working full-time in the industry engineering, you're working with a lot of paperwork, a lot of papers, a lot of writing, hydrology reports and proposals and just everything. There's an incredible amount of writing involved with engineering. What a fool I was. I didn't know what I didn't know. But the organization of physical things, where to put cups, where to put plates, it sounds really trivial in the minutia of it. I've always struggled with that type of organization. Now, if I have a great, you know, like my dream would be, if you're not familiar with Marie Kondo, I hope I'm pronouncing her name correctly. I read one of her books years ago, Joy at Work Organizing. And her fixation, her hyper-focus, she obviously loves organizing things. That's like a passion. It's a joy. I can tell you my assistant at the office at my advisory firm, she's phenomenal. She loves organizing things. And it's just fascinating. If you walk into when I was single in my house, you could tell that was not my sweet spot. If there was a surface area, I would pile things on it. Now, one thing I was very passionate about, there was nothing that went on the kitchen table. When I finally got out of my being so cheap for years at my new house, I was too cheap to go buy a table. I would just eat at the counter, which is insane. Then go to work. But eventually I was like, okay, I'm going to make this huge purchase and spend $400 on a table. My furniture, my couches, everything was passed down by friends. And then of course I passed down that furniture to other bachelor friends. I always joke when I became domesticated and then had a serious relationship. And then of course, eventually my wife and then my own family. And to this day, I never want to buy furniture. I appreciate it. And thank God I got a significant partner, my ultimate business partner, my wife, saying, we really need to get these new things. And then I'll ho and hum and drag my feet, and then we'll go do it eventually. But organization, it's like getting organized on physical documents, physical paperwork, where to put books, all these type of things has always been fascinating to me. A struggle, especially me who loves designing and troubleshooting and creating things. It's hard to see where to put physical things. Now, once you create these boundary conditions or these borders, then it's very easy for me to do the sliding puzzle. Once I understand the constraints, I almost can become limitless within those limits. And the reason why I'm talking about this, and I'll go to being organized, highly organized with your finances and why this is so important. I have, for me personally, I have very little tolerance hunting for things. Now, resources, learning things, studying, that's a different issue. But hunting for minutia, I don't want to look for where the keys are at. I don't want to look for where a book is. I don't want to hunt for clothes and socks and shoes. It's an absolute waste of my time. And there's just better ways to approach life. And that's what resonates for me. I just don't want to waste time on minutia like that. Everything should have a home. And now what's interesting is I've always loved boating. I grew up in Annapolis boating. It's been part of my life. I can't emphasize how much I enjoy it. I love working in the garage. I really enjoy cars. I love all the energy and technology and the thinking that goes behind creating vehicles. And so every vehicle, I used to have a messy vehicle. And then finally, in my early 20s, I figured out, you know what? Everything's going to have a home. I don't want to shuffle things around for people to sit in a chair. They go to get in my seat. And when they go to get in, they're going to be able to sit down. And it's there. Everything's clean. Everything's organized. And once I had that intention and that mission, any vehicle, I might not dust it for a while or something like that. But when you get into my truck, you get into a vehicle that's mine, everything is highly organized. It's clean. It's just nice. Everything has a home. And it's just pure joy for me. Same thing going out in the boat where I have friends and families. There's a system there, but where the preservers are, where all the tools related to the boat are, where the anchor is stored, ropes, everything. Everything has a home. It's all highly organized. When people are getting in with sandals, so they take their sandals off prior so they don't scratch up the gel coat. And boy, it's so great having my family trained on that. So when we have friends and guests come on, I don't have to be the one that sounds so anal. I have my team around me that teaches the ways of getting in on the boat and teaching safety. For example, not putting limbs in between a boat and the dock, things like that. Taking your shoes off before you get in so we don't have little sand and gravel scar into the gel coat. But, and I'm going down a tangent there, but having things highly organized and having a home for everything where if there's ever an issue or something occurs, I don't have to think about where the extinguisher is. I don't have to think about where the anchor is to throw it out if the engine dies. I don't have to think about where the oar is. So those type of tight, constrained things like a vehicle, like a truck or a car or a boat, very easy for me to figure out how to organize things physically. Now, at one point in time, I had an organized garage. It's not that type of thing I really struggle with, and I keep looking for the who. Thank God for my assistant, my office. It's like you give her physical things and everything has a home. You don't have to think about where to go to grab things. So that's been a big struggle for me. And so one of these days, I'm just going to find a Marie Kondo disciple and have them go through my garage, have them go through everything at my house. Now, once I see it, I know what's really good. It's like interior decorating and architecture. I'm just a horrible interior decorator and architect. That's not my strong for me at all. However, I can tell very quickly what's good and what's not good. And I know what makes a lot of sense and which is just pure fantasy and junk. But having that type of set, I so admire. And then once it's shown to me how to do it and everything has a home, I will go do it. Now I'm going to tie this to being organized with your finances. Now, when it comes to things that are digitized and filing systems, that I excel at. And I also think it's why I admitted earlier this year, I hate admitting this. I really think not only do I do budgeting because it's important for successful companies, what gets measured gets managed. And not only do I track the flow of money and budget for personal expenses, I think it's just also too because from a finance standpoint, everything is highly organized. I can easily grab it. There's an efficiency to it. Very quickly tells me, are we financially healthy? Are we financially healthy as a family? Is every dollar going to what it's intended to do? And it's just amazing how that type of organization, when it's all laid out and it's so easy and efficient to see, how wealth drastically increases, improves because of the efficiency of it. So when it comes to filing systems and once it's on the computer, that is very natural for me. And now, of course, I'll go off on tangents and keep fine-tuning the naming of filing systems off of templates I've created so that can get you down on a tangent. But imagine, and I'll share just a couple quick stories and I'm going to end this monologue because I'm sure I don't want it to be boring. But I can't tell you what a joy, and if you just see my vision on this and the families I work with and individuals, I'm very passionate about this. Quite often that I represent for their finances where I'm helping, the assignments they get up front seem like an incredible amount of work for a lot of families because I want to see 2 years worth of tax returns. I want to see all checking accounts, savings accounts. I want to see all investment vehicles. I want to see everything because I don't specialize in guesswork. The details are incredibly important to me, and that's where I can help. And one of the biggest deliverables that I love providing for families is that after this onboarding process, and putting things in play and creating a series of next steps so that we can really make big changes rapidly in a month or so, but also a great deliverable at the end is that is documentation and files that come back that are highly organized and very efficient to grab through the different softwares that I use for families. And I can tell you what's very fascinating is that the wealthiest families that onboard that I represent, when I ask for all these financial documents, the rate that they are provided, it's as if the wealthier they are, the faster I get that requested documentation. They are so organized. Their ability to get it done and provide that documentation is world class. It's phenomenal. And then other families where they're struggling financially, and by the way, there's no judgment here. This is why people are coming to see me at my advisory firm, is what do we, they need help, what can we do? Well, and quite often getting tax returns, getting insurance policies, getting statements, finding out where everything is at is quite the chore. I can tell you what family outside my immediate family, this is very personal because family members getting very sick. And then the husband, who's very brilliant at what he does, but because the wife handled everything, all the insurance policies, all payments, all utility bills, everything for running the household, he couldn't find. And maybe I'll dive into that story another time. It's a little bit too personal. I don't want to name names, but I can tell you it's very personal to me because not watching brilliant minds where their significant other, I've seen this numerous times where the significant other is disabled or in surgery and life needs to function, bills need to get paid, but the other person took care of it. The husband took care of it, the wife took care of it, and they don't know how to move forward. And so providing a deliverable, providing families through electronic documentation and a system where everything has a home, auto insurance, home insurance, umbrella insurance policies, commercial insurance for the different businesses, everything highly organized, folders for tax returns, savings type accounts, investment type accounts, qualified money, things that are tax advantage, things that are not tax advantage, but having everything, having a home so that and easily accessible through a smartphone or through a computer. And then, of course, a lot of people still like paper, having that hard copy backup, or maybe it's in a safe or one very good grab box to go. Older clients I work with, they just don't really thrive with computers. They don't understand it. And it's just not going to change, but they understand paperwork. And so having files highly organized and like essentially a to-go box creates a lot of simplicity and efficiency for families. And so I can't emphasize, I share my weaknesses as far as being physically organized. Now, once it's shown how to do, I will adhere to it. And I remember one of my first assistants like a decade ago, she was a trainer for David Allen, who's had a huge influence on getting organized, getting things done, productivity. And even though I read his books and thought I could implement it myself, having her on board, she literally within a week, and this was when I was just helping families at my insurance agency on auto and home insurance, property and casualty insurance, literally within a week, I never left that office. Everything had a home. There was nothing sitting on surface area. You came back in the office and it was just welcoming. There's the file for Monday's activities. There's the file for Wednesday's activities. And if something could have got completed on Wednesday, then it went into the Thursday folder, physical and electronically. It was amazing having that kind of guide and mentorship to get me highly organized. I swear, Fujitsu, I don't think they make the scanner anymore, but a decade ago, I can't tell you how many Fujitsu, I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, ScanSnap scanners I sold when people, because I hated the paperwork. So anytime I got documentation, I would immediately scan it, digitize it. And then once it got on the computer, everything highly organized, everything I could snap fingers and I could immediately access and provide, have the research information I need to do what I needed to do to serve my clients, but then also provide really good deliverables in a digitized form so that those families could easily access it. So this way, when you're at an auto dealer and you're dropping your car and they ask for your ID card so they can give you a rental and people can't find it, but if they have it digitized on their phone, it's right there. They can provide it to the dealership. But all these type of things by being highly organized with finances and creating a place where everything has a home, your tax returns, your income, savings, investments. So everything is just in the fewest collection points possible that you can access very quickly. Removes a lot of time hunting for things. It removes that waste of time. It creates efficiency on your wealth creation systems, and it gives you a lot more time left to enjoy the things that are really fun. And I see this, it's almost every single time, families that are highly organized with their finances, where they can do it themselves, or they get a mentor or guide to help on that and fine-tune things. But once those systems are in place, and once they're highly organized via paper or digitized forms in PDFs and Excel spreadsheets, where everything, just the fewest collection points possible that are easily accessible, the families that are the most organized in their finances are typically the wealthiest. So that was my show today. That's the episode. Get highly organized with your finances. I hope this episode has an impact on if you think you're struggling in that area. Maybe it's something to really look into and come up with a system that works for you. And I'll share one other story. One of my roommates, when we were both getting our electrical engineering degrees, it was amazing to him. Every day I'd be hunting for my keys back then. So when I was 17, 18, and I could not find my keys. Every day I'm trying, where are my keys? Where are my keys? And it was just so hilarious to my friend John, because he's like, how is that possible? So then one day I had this epiphany, everything needs to have a home. So I put a stupid nail in the wall, and right when I came in the door, I hung the keys. And unless it falls out of my pocket or jumps out of my pocket, because I use these keys with a rare earth magnet that detach, and sometimes you think I learned from this, but I've temporarily misplaced my keys a few times because it's jumped out of the pocket onto metal. And luckily I have found it, or someone has found it every time. But having a home for everything, and just that simple thing, creating my first system of becoming highly back when I was 17 or 18 years old, of putting a nail on the wall to hang my keys, bought me a lot of time back where I wasn't hunting for the dumbest thing for 15, 30 minutes every day. What a huge epiphany. You become highly organized with your finances. You come up with a system that works for you. You create a home for everything that protects and grows your money. Just that step alone, I assure you, watch how your dollars increase and your wealth increases. Watch how your cash flow increases. And watch, because you have more cash and more income streams, the other opportunities that'll seek you out. I hope this episode makes a difference for you. Thank you for listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast. And if this creates a lot of, and if you're new and you like it, I know I crave to be a 5-star show. I crave for others to, I want to make a big difference with this podcast and help people take the next step. And so friends, people you look up to that you think this podcast will make a difference, please share. Please follow, and I look forward to next week's episode. Thank you.
This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be considered investment advice. The content is intended for United States audiences only. Opinions expressed are as of the date of this publication, and such opinions are subject to change. Green Financial and Insurance Services Limited, Green, is not responsible for any trading decisions, damages, or other claimed losses resulting from or related to the content presented. Green makes no representation as to the completeness or accuracy of the information presented. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Forecasts are not a reliable indicator of future results. Investors should be aware of the risks associated with investing. All investments are subject to investment risk, including possible loss of capital. Investors should seriously consider if an investment is suitable for them by referencing their own financial position, investment objectives, and risk profile. Consult with a qualified financial advisor as necessary before making any investment decisions. Thank you for listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast with Ken Green.